Blog Talk Radio.
Now, let's twist this damn phone up again. Man, I hate this shit. All right, let me get Shelly. Shelly, there you go. There you go, baby. Shelly K in the building, people. Shelly K in the building. And I'm going to switch this up. Hold on 1 second. We live. Welcome to the show, people. Tuesday time for chit chat. We is live. Big ups to the past month. We've been celebrating AFRICON, our story, our history month, and it's been very beautiful. Check the archives. Had a big response for the 30-minute quickie shows. Had over 70 to 100 people check out them to each episode. You know what I'm saying? So that's real big. And please, if you missed any episode, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio, and you can click on the archives tab and listen to past shows. And that's the beautiful thing about online radio, something that you can't do with your AM, FM radio station. So this is how it goes down. Come on in for a 30-minute quickie, bringing nutty news and more info and a little music to help smooth things over. Join Captain Smell So Good and all new co-hostess with the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel, representing for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, for the all new season 3. And this is time for chit chat and talk about the all new site at www.trilateralradio.com. Bring your ass. And everything in between, you know what I'm saying, just not about the site. We, you know what I'm saying, we talk about everything. And, you know, we got an all new international smoke representative, Mr. Sayonai, who might be coming through in a few. And make sure y'all check us out, because this is what we do right here live. New home is www.trilateralradio.com. It's www.trilateralradio.com. And big ups to Mr. Sayonai out there putting in a lot of work to make sure the site is up and running. And I just registered a new domain name. I got a new domain. It was $2 for the year. I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get it. And it's $2, so you can check me out at www.wdge.info. So if you need any info in regards to Reckoning Game Entertainment, you just go to, just type in wdge.info.com. And yeah, you be getting in where you fit in, people. It's official. Yeah, I want to go ahead and purchase it. $2. Fuck. So I won't have to keep using the dot this, then dot that. Oh, that sounds stupid. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can check that out. Official. And, yeah, that's how we get it in. And let me beam in my mess again. Blacksy Can Home. Why? Stand home, and Mr. Goofy Bone. People, that's just temporary, goddamn. Just temporary. Yeah. What's happening, brother? Me compadre. Me amigo.
What's up?
Me hombre.
What's up, Smelly? I'm on the road, man. I'm moving.
You're heading to the undisclosed location.
Yeah, the undisclosed location.
It's going in, people. It is going in. So what's happening today, man? You know what I'm saying? You're getting ready, brother. We got the music streaming live. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to do it real big.
Well, all I got to do is set up shop, and then we'll get things going. Shout out to Boo News, my little co-pilot.
I hear him barking it up. Boo News. You're holding it down. How Boo News doing, man? I ain't talked to him in a minute.
He's been bratty lately.
Well, when you spoil, spare the rod, you spoil the child, brother. something like that. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, man, getting ready to make the big move, you know what I'm saying? Hey, in 2 weeks I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
I'll be taking off. I'll be officially in Puerto Rico March 14th to the 18th. Four days and three nights in Ponce, Puerto Rico.
All right.
So it's going
and,
down.
And, is this sponsored by
Trilateral Radio? Hey, seriously though, Sign Night was like, man, what's up with the Las Vegas trip this year? And I was like, well, shit, it's going to have to be sponsored solely by fucking Trilateral Radio because, you know, Blog Talk shitted on us, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know? I say, you never know what's going to happen though. So, y'all just look out for that, people, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, any sponsors out there that like to sponsor a couple of hosts sending to Las Vegas to do a major show, host and network and do all that kind of good stuff and it also help you in return, please hit us up. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down real big. That's TLC Radio, people. TLC Radio at gmail.com. That's the official radio email address, you know what I'm saying, to go and send some info to. And send all music to WDGE Radio at gmail.com or BTR_GoofyBone@yahoo.com. And that's from Tampa all the way over to California and everywhere in between. And it's going down, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. And waiting on Miss Heavenly Angel. She's been missing in action. I don't know what's going on. I had to leave her a message. I'm like, how you going to be the new co-host and you ain't showed up on the show? That's like getting fired on your day off. You know what I mean? That's like getting fired on your day off. It's all good. It's all
don't tell me Heavenly Angel's going to pull a Charlie Sheen and shit.
Oh, man. Man.
Are we winning?
Well, no, because she ain't married no more, so, you know, they couldn't do the Charlie Sheen. and the drunk, or she don't have a cokehead ex-wife, and then they ain't all going to the on vacation together with the kids.
Okay, well, there it goes.
Yeah, so that's Charlie Sheen for you. I was like, God damn. And you kind of do, you envy him, though, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Believe
y'all
me.
Stupid bras on the trip with him.
That's a man of many men right there, Charlie Sheen. I got to give props to Charlie Sheen.
Man. He done been through the wrangler, came out, put himself back in, came out. Like, damn, bro. Well, I guess that's the way he keep his name in the headlines. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
But then he turned around and canceled his damn show, so... Yeah. But that
man,
shit was...
Man, Blog Talk Radio cancels my show all the time, so I don't give a shit. Hey,
yeah.
So when's up Puerto Rico again?
The 14th. March 14th through the 18th. I got free Wi-Fi, internet access in the room. So I will be doing, you know what I'm saying, little quickie shows live from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
You know, going down real big, letting y'all know what's up with Ponce and all that. I already did a little pre-checkup on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to see what kind of nightlife and stuff like that is going to be popping off. So let me beam in one more international, the international smoke representative, all the way from the Netherlands, Mr. Saya Nae.
Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I had to take a deep breath after that one. Almost hyperventilated.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Your lady's Puerto Rican?
No. My lady's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, forgot the band. She's
Pennsylvania. Shout out to Ben66.com. Yeah, my girl from Pennsylvania, man. That's why we get along so well. You know what I'm saying? Because we got that. It's the North meets the South. You know? And that's why we don't conflict. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that. This is what I tell people, you know, as far as black people, we all came off the same slave ship. So, from Florida to Michigan, 9 times out of 10, and anywhere in between, you're going to run into somebody that's going to be like, yeah, well, I know that, and they're going to be your cousin. You know what I'm saying? Or they're going to be some kind of fucked up relative. So that's why when you go up to New York, Pennsylvania, all these up north places, you ain't 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to run into no part of your immediate family. And that's why you don't have a conflict. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all can, y'all, you know, people get along better. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't sleeping with your damn sister. You know what I'm saying? These old country nasty-ass rednecks do that shit. Know they sleeping with their sisters. Know they sleeping with their damn brothers and cousins and all that shit. And they go right on ahead and continue doing it. Then top it all off, get married. Like, what the fuck kind of inbred, incest, nasty shit is that?
Damn, goofy bald, if you was a hick, I'd fuck all my cousins.
Man, that is crazy, man. That is crazy, man. Wow. But that is what's going down, preparing for that, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to do that. And, it's going down real big. Everybody's out of the chat room, so I can't drop this link that I was finna drop. But it's a link for testing to improve your brain powers. Luminosity. It's called luminosity.com. Luminosity. Luminosity. Yeah. Luminosity.com. And you can go there and do brain enriching activities. So I've been doing a couple of tests and stuff. I got an A minus on my brain grade.
Wait a minute. They do a brain test?
Yeah, and they actually do you get a brain grade at the end of the test. I'm like, hey, that's what it's called. So I got a free brain test, and I'm an A-. Only thing I need to do as far as improve my brain health is because I don't drink coffee in the morning, and they actually say you should actually drink coffee or some tea. Brewed, not store-bought coffee, but brewed coffee or brewed tea. And that's actually good because it has antioxidants that's good for your brain.
So, like, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup? That's pretty good, or what?
Hey, you know, it's good for brain activity, people. That's what they say. That's what they say. You know, I wouldn't say that that's good for kids because of the caffeine of it. You know what I'm saying? But they say if you got a caffeine problem, then drink decaffeinated coffee. They try decaf.
I saw a link on the Facebook the other day that it was healthy for men to look at breasts 10 minutes a day.
Hell yeah. It's a stimulant. That's a stimulant, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. If it's for health, I'll sacrifice myself.
All right, you know? For health reasons. Hey, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. I'm having an attack. I need to look at your breast for 10 minutes. It's medical, ma'am. This is for medical reasons only. I need to test them also to make sure that what I'm visualizing is real, and this is not virtual.
This is not virtual.
Sexual. This is nothing sexual.
Oh, man.
What's that with M-Fong, man? Where's she at? Where's she behind that?
I haven't seen her probably like in a week, but she's trying to get her shit back together so we could get me back and fucking doing some tours and shit.
Yeah, that's what time it is, man. It's time to really do tours and stuff like that, man. It's
in the middle of America. I'm a motherfucking I'm gonna start doing some tours right there.
Hey. Y'all, we welcome to come out here, brother. You know what I'm saying? And let's get it in. I had actually had an artist, and I got to call him back, that stepped to me and wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I'll put some bread together. You just line up the spots, you know what I'm saying? And then we get a little van or something, and we get it in. You know what I'm saying? Get like three or four artists together. I really say about four artists, you know what I'm saying, that's dedicated to going on the road. And they ain't going to be crying and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we hit all of these spots. And hit club to club to club, you know what I'm saying? And get your performance on. But, I mean, my thing is, when you go on tour, you technically, the club pays you before you perform for those performers, or how does that supposed to work? So that's the only thing I don't know. So that's probably what I need to talk to M-Fung about. You know, like when you booking the shows, you know, are you guys already paid before you even go on tour? You know how that works.
Oh no!
You know
what she does, is that, like, say when I do a show, I ask for at least $500 to $250. Now, depending on the venue and how many people I could draw in, they're willing to pay that. But they have to put something down for to book me, because I'm not going to go up there and then motherfucker, they don't pay me and shit like that. So you got to put something down. And then once you put that down, boom, we're all good.
And that's hard. Like Lil Key, the dude, the little song out, he playing Bust Wide Open. You know, he be getting, well, he established now. So, you know, most of the cities around here know him for the song on the radio, Bust Wide Open, because it's on the radio. So, when he go on new shows, you know what I'm saying, he asked him, but he asked him for like $3,000 for a show.
Who?
Lil Key.
Oh,
the little song I played with Bust Wide Open, Bust Wide, man, and they giving it to him. Man, I got, you know, in most shows they'll give him from $500 to $1,500. You know what I'm saying? And in some shows, if he got, you know, if he, of course, like if he go down to like Miami, he got to drive like 4 hours away. You know what I'm saying? Them like $3,000 shows. South Carolina, $3,000 shows.
Damn,
they paying $3,000.
I went to Vegas and then the most I made was $1,500, and that was just for 3 songs.
Yeah, but your songs ain't on the radio. His song is on the radio. I mean, like, in rotation on the radio. I mean, in rotation.
Nah, they don't like me.
Yeah, see, so that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? His song is actually in rotation. So, you know, going down real big. Hey, you know, we got new positions right here on the show. You know what I'm saying? Miss Heavenly Angel is the co-hostess with the mostest. And you got to say it like that. Or you'd be saying it wrong. She's the co-hostess with the mostest. With the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel.
And I'm the one back with the mostest.
Huh?
I'm the wet pack with the mostest.
Okay. If you want to put the feminine form onto it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, knock yourself out.
No, I used to say that on, you know, my show.
Oh.
I'm your host, the wet pack with the most. Goofy Bone.
There you go. The host with the most. There you go. Not the hostess with the most. Yeah, that's for the feminine. That's for the ladies.
Ladies.
And you got all the way from the Netherlands representing. Because it's legal to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Who's better to goddamn be the international smoke representative than the international smoke representative, Sayonara? And you got to say it like that. If you don't say it with like Michael Jackson, you're saying his name wrong.
Oh, shit. I like
Sayonite. There you go. Sayonite. Long as the pitch is raised, people. Long as the pitch is raised, that is the correct way to say his name. And, yeah. So, we got a banner coming up. Man, I want one of them Seti J type banners going. I don't know how to make one of those. Or, like, the blog talk banner where it's just got all everybody. You know how to make one of those?
I'll ask
M
Funky. She knows how to do all that shit.
Oh, yeah, I want a banner with all, you know what I'm saying? So you can have a site banner. So when you go on to trylateral.com, you know what I'm saying? How you got all those, how we all stand in different positions and stuff like that. My old side eye standing with his arms open like he holding something. I'm going to put a big blunt in it or a joint.
Hey,
and my international smoke representative on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So if we Vegas, who's
going to
go to Vegas? Just us four?
Hey, you know Miss Computer Lady wanted to go, so.
Which four do you mean?
Me, what? You, Smelly, and the hostess with the mostest.
Aha, are you going to sponsor my plane ticket to Las Vegas or what?
Oh, well, I thought the Trilateral Commission had that taken care of. But
that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I got to call up Easy Rider. Our official Trilateral sponsor. You know what I'm saying? He's saying anything you need, give me a call.
Anything you need. I need a plane ticket for...
We need some plane tickets. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by www.bid66.com. Oh, yeah.
To get Cy to Vegas and back. You know that's $1,000 investment, right?
It's only $1,000.
It's $1,000 return tickets from Netherlands to Vegas and back.
Hell no, nah, watch this. Watch this, y'all. I'm going to airtran.com. Okay, we're coming from... Damn, I don't think they got the Netherlands listed on this motherfucker.
There you go.
No, but I ought to tell you something right there, people. If they only have the damn another country listed, yeah, that ain't the right place to go through.
No, but wait a minute. I met hoes from the Netherlands out there in Vegas.
Yeah, you did? Somebody from the Netherlands in Vegas?
Yeah, there was like, trust me, Vegas, it is probably the most international place you would want to go.
Know that. For real, for real. I mean... We met so many people, I was like, damn, bam, 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 bam.
You could try asking
that. Hey, you never got a hold of that one pimp that was doing that show that we went to over there in Vegas? Remember Sweet D?
Oh, fuck.
That guy
was
a pimp.
What was his name? Who the fuck was that? Damn, what was his name? What, you talking about the comedian?
Oh, he was a comedian? I thought he was a
stink. Yeah, he was a comedian. That did shows and shit over there. That's about, yeah. Hold on, let's see. Cheap tickets worldwide. Alright. We need coming from Netherlands. There we go. Okay. Retour or Inkele Rice?
Huh? What?
Retour.
Retour is when you travel through another city to Vegas. So.
I didn't want this shit, and they got this shit in Dutch. God damn it, I needed it in English still. What other site?
Hold on,
going
to Rocky Terrain.
Search flights. Hold on, man. What's the airport up there? What's the airport flying out of there?
Closest to me is a German airport, actually.
What's the, you know the call signs for it?
No, it's Düsseldorf.
Alright, Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
Oh, Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
Alright, going to Las Vegas.
Düsseldorf is only a 45-minute drive for me.
Alright, November...
Germany?
Well, yeah, the airport is closer by than when I have to drive to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
If I would have to go to Schiphol in Amsterdam, it will take me 2.5 hours to get there.
Alright, let's see what they got. Düsseldorf, departing on, yeah, there you go, Düsseldorf, Germany, D-U-S, traveling to Las Vegas, L-A-S.
And back, don't forget that, I need to get back.
Yeah, that's a round trip, this is round trip.
Only
show.
One way,
hey, and I just heard this, Mobisimo is the place to, is the site to go through for international travel. They're supposed to have the cheapest rates.
Who says
what is
so?
It called?
Mobisimo. Mobisimo. Mobisimo.
No, but I'm saying, where is that at, though?
No, this is a website. The book international flights for cheap.
Oh. Okay.
And what's
the
price?
Yeah, they say they book them cheap, so.
What's the price?
Lowest recommendation fare, let's see. It says $753.52.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit cheaper, but it's still $753.
Oh, hell, that ain't much. For a round trip?
Well,
shit.
Yeah, I compare it to a month's wait, so.
And that departs, this is flying by British Airways, departs 710. And 710 a.m. arrives there at 6:20 p.m. And you got one stop and then you depart 8:10 p.m. and get there back in back home at 6:25 p.m.
8 p.m. at 6:20. So it's a 22-hour flight or what? Oh no. It's a 10-hour flight.
Yeah, that is 8 p.m. 8:10 p.m. to 6:25 p.m.
It's a 10-hour
flight. That's overnight. Yeah. That's overnight, ain't it?
No, I think the time difference. Maybe they take that into.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah, because you do. Yeah, you got time zone changes and all that. So
it's an 11-hour flight. If I leave from Vegas at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. and get there on 6 p.m. my local time, it's an 11-hour flight. 11 hours, damn.
Now, see, they say lowest flight to North America is 565.
Well,
what
yeah, where in North America is that? New York?
Flying to New York. Oh, okay. Yeah, flying to any major cities, though, is always cheap. It's cheap.
Well, Vegas is a major city.
Yeah, but that's cheap, though. Flying, yeah, $753, because it's costing $888 for me and my girl to go to Puerto Rico for the weekend round trip.
$888 for you two?
Yeah, but that's including hotel. That's the flight and hotel.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's flight plus hotel and for the 4 days and three nights in Ponce, Puerto Rico. And it takes us a 2.5-hour flight. Damn. All right, so there you go. So you're looking at $753. All right.
Time to get some sponsors.
All right. You know what I'm saying? We need some sponsors, people. Matter of fact, but that's only with... Okay, hold on. The way you do it is like vacations. Hold on. Yeah, because you want to do it with the flight. Like flight plus hotel. Well, we ain't even worrying about a hotel because, shit, we already know the fucking hotel is $25 a night, goddammit. We got
$25 a night.
$25 fucking dollars a night.
That's only
for trilateralradio.com members.
That's the deal you can only find at trilateralradio.com.
That's a TLC special. They showing us some TLC. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Trilateral Radio only, people. So don't go down to Vegas thinking y'all going to find the same fucking deal. Not going to find it. We're the only ones exclusively that have that deal.
Hey, but Smelly, tell me, we had that fucking room smoked out to the fucking smokers.
Man.
I'm telling you, man.
That's it.
You can't beat that deal, man.
Yeah. I am free fucking hot $1 beer and $1 hot dogs. Man, you can't fucking beat that.
You can't even beat that one.
Can't fucking beat that. All day? Oh, man.
All day. Me and Smelly had 20 of them each.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, yeah. We and you can walk around drinking alcohol in the public, people, so. Yeah, we was fucking hog heaven, you know what I'm saying? What? I'm constantly with a beer in my hand. Shit, I ain't even drink Budweiser for a buck. Shit. Let me get three of them. Fuck it. Take one to the head, you know what I'm saying? It'll give you an instant buzz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Listen, cheap vacation packages. Okay, from MSU to LAS. LAS.
Hey, Cyanide, you don't have, like, travel agents out there, like, in your area?
Travel agents, yeah, we got those shops you can go to and book a vacation. And they tell you,
try to go there and see how much Vegas is. You might get a better deal there, too.
Well, yeah, anyway, but $700 is still a lot of money. I don't have that.
Oh, man, don't worry, but we ain't talking about you paying for it, brother. Yeah. Yeah, we won. Like Goofy Bone told me. Like, this is what Goofy Bone told me, man. Just get your ass here. That's it. That's what he told me.
Goofy Bone will work a miracle. You know what I mean? It's just as long as you get your ass over here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But, people, but like I said,
I paid $500. I paid $500 for my ticket, for my flight ticket. And I promise you, people, I was broke than E joke. And it's not because of that. I saved up the money, but shit happened at the last minute where, you know, devil tried to throw loopholes and into a great thing that's going to happen. And, you know, so I had to take care of some personal business with the money I saved. But I kept enough to get my fucking flight. I didn't give a damn. When I first booked it, the flight was only $247. And then at the time that I booked it, it was last minute. It was like the day before. And I bitched $500. But I was on that goddamn plane, and I flew my ass over there for the first time to the fucking desert, and we balled the fuck out. Shouts out to I Be the Wise One and everybody, goddamn it. Shouts out to everybody.
Feeling punk out of Tedro.
Oh, well, yeah. Fuck Pedro.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
And Get Weed Short crew, yeah. Pedro. But, yeah, still had a good time, man. What that was, the fourth? We went through the fourth through the seventh?
Wasn't
oh, that
the
11th?
Wasn't the fourth through the ninth? It was.
Oh, the fifth through the ninth. It was the fifth through the ninth.
The fifth through the ninth,
yeah. Yeah, because it was Thursday. Yeah, it was that whole weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And Monday, yeah.
All right, so. And that was the. That was the first week, of November, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I was listening to the radio when I got back home, and there was a funny story on there. There was a website called sexjobs.nl, and women can go on there and can find all kinds of jobs that men offer them to do, and the other way around, of course. And in trade for that, they offer them sex. So the guy who invented the website was on the radio, and he gave an example about a young female that bought a house, and she didn't quite have enough money to fix the house like it was. So she first had a relationship for a month with the electrician. After that, she had a relationship with what's it called? The one who works with wood and nails and all that stuff, carpenter.
Oh, okay. The construction welder, because you might as well say construction worker.
After
builder,
that, she
lumber.
Had a relationship for a month with the painter, and as a result from that, she got her house fixed up for free.
Well, shit. Might be something wrong with that.
She had to have a relationship with the guy for a month?
I don't
and
know.
He
was
your house for free?
They got terms with both parties, so they both have to agree, right? So if she says a month is too long, she won't do that. But I don't know, if you got to pay a carpenter for a whole month to work on your house for 8 hours a day, that will cost you a lot of money.
Hey, so Cyanide, is this only the UK, or is it like throughout the world?
At the moment, it's only the Netherlands, but... stops you to make the same website for the U.S.
Okay. Well, I got to try that because I know there's a lot of women that need my services.
What's the site? See, let me check that out.
Sexjobs.nl is S-E-K-S jobs.nl. Jobs.nl.
Oh, but that's Netherlands, though.
That's the Netherlands.
Yeah,
in the Netherlands.
Oh, shit, it's... people. Well, and what if we get the job over there and transfer to the U.S.? I'm transferring. I'm becoming a manager down here. I'm transferring it.
Over here, you can be 8 years old to get a driver's license. So if I look around here, there are a lot of men offering driving licenses, lessons for free. Let me see. Travel.
It's sexjobs.nl. Sex jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is a real website, people.
There are people offering computer help in offer of sex.
Let me see if I can translate the page into English. Okay. Translating the page. And we can't translate it. You sons of bitches. All right. Well, they won't translate the page for you, though. Damn. The only thing that's in English is create account, advertisement, and login. Oh, no, there it is. Oh, okay. It's in English for me.
The entire page is in English for you?
The entire page is in English.
Oh my god, it has some real gross categories, man.
Gang trans, bang, gang, escort, fakers, trans, entertainment, sexual, dinner date, female. Clubs and private houses, payment in kind, payment in kind, there you go, porn DVDs for a sex date, computer assistance, experienced carpenter or handyman, computer help without paying money, slim blonde boy for repair. Or installation of computer. And for single women who are not wealthy, have serious something. Hell to the Denzel.
Hell to the no.
This is Vir Eilenstanden, Veruven, Die Heit, Niet, Breed, Heben, Sirius.
Slim, I didn't understand the words. It's my
single
language.
Single women who are not wealthy have serious something. That's what that translates into. That is so hard. Shouts out to Google, man. If you highlight over the word, it gives you the original word, Dutch text. You know what I'm saying? For a computer, help. Is, I guess, help. Assistant. Yeah. And porn DVDs for a sex date is porno DVDs, voor. In sex date.
I wonder if that's a woman or a man offering that. Which woman? Yeah, I'm sure there are some. But which woman would offer sex in trade of porn DVDs?
Right. This is in Middlesbrough, Zealand.
Middlesbrough, Zealand. Yeah.
age is unimportant. Uninhibited sex date with a nice horny female. I give 40 porn DVDs almost new.
Almost new?
Italian, Dutch, Belgian. Have a nice, hygienic, good-looking guy. Just 50. Who?
Just 50?
Hell to the Nizam. What is this? Hi. Hi, ick.
Pimp looking for girls. Discreet pimp.
This is showing free porn. Nam Stelnoort Leftried. She's 30 years old. Hell to the nah. Shouts out to this site. Nuchaten.
Well, he doesn't make money from any of the ads. He makes money from the advertisements that are around the category ads.
That's why I see that's porn site,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Hell so fucking nah. Gigolo.
A gigolo's named Goofy Bone. That's what a gigolo is.
Would this be illegal in the States? It's Gelt kind stock. Of prostitution. It's payment.
Hell, that ain't no kind. That's goddamn prostitution.
we call it payment.
Goddamn prostitution, man. Anytime you use the sex for any other service, for a service, goddamn it, that's selling motherfucking pussy. Or selling dick, however you want to call it. Selling sex.
No, but wait a minute, Smelly. When I was little... I mean, not little down there, but when I was a younger bone, I used to prostitute myself to older women, and they used to pay me very, very well. Should I have gone to jail for all that shit?
Yeah.
You probably would have, but hey.
Even over here, prostitution is legal, but...
Before Craigslist and all that other shit, there was AOL. And believe me, the AOL chat room, if you fucking instant message.
Oh, yeah. That's real. AOL did have that chat room. That was the first shit that I got into when them fucking free hours was spent all in the goddamn chat room.
Telling you.
A thousand free hours.
I probably met about 300 women on AOL alone in the 90s. From 95 to 99, I met like 300 fucking women. Banged half of them. Shit, I had so much fun on AOL until the MySpace and all that other crap came out.
Yeah.
But shit, it was so much fun. Instant message a girl, say, hey, why don't you meet me somewhere? Boom, we'll go meet up, bang her out, instant message her, and say thanks. Plain simple.
Man, damn now. Well, there you go. That's how it started out.
Merry Christmas.
I gotta get a flight to Belize. Let me see.
Belize is a nice country. It's one of the less populated countries in the world. I saw a documentary on that. I thought if I win the lotto, that's a nice place to move.
Yeah. Did you know it was I gotta look up the history on that. It was supposedly all black. When it was an all-black nation at first until the Spanish came, and then the Spanish took over the...
Yeah, they have a few Maya settlements in Belize, a couple of them. The one that survived the longest was the Maya settlement that had an own water supply. Because around, I believe it was the 1600s, their water supply got really, really, really low, and all those cities got into real trouble and eventually died out.
That's crazy. Huh? That's knowledge for you, people. Dropped right here live on Regular Game Radio.
I stole the knowledge from the History Channel.
Oh, well, shit. Don't even get me started with they stealing knowledge and giving you bullshit in return. Half the shit that you see on the damn History Channel ain't real. Ain't correct.
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about? Right. Well, History Channel is 99% fact.
All right, well, then that 1% must be the total fucking lie that they keep motherfucking telling, because shit.
Well, History Channel actually puts out good documentaries, and... they do have some controversial stuff on there, but I've seen those controversial documentaries, and they leave that decision open. Have you watched Ancient Aliens, for instance?
Oh, yeah, Ancient Aliens. Fuck yeah. That shit, you know what, Cyanide, that shit, I believe that shit. Have you read that book called Chariot of the Gods?
Partly. I have it here in e-book.
Oh, it's fucking... Oh man, that guy—he's on—he's on his shit.
Eric von Daniken, yeah.
Yeah, Eric von Daniken or something like that.
Von Daniken, you remember you posted that on Facebook a while ago? What does von mean in the last name? Well, von is from.
That's what I was talking
German.
About.
From. And in Dutch we got van, so V-A-V-A-N. And you got also a Russian and a Dane variation that will show up in English names. So if you see a van, that's a name that originated from Germany. If you see a van, a V-A-N, that's a name originating from the Netherlands.
Okay. That's tight. But yeah, no, you know what? To be honest with you, I think History Channel is there to inform you that, hey, this shit is real.
Oh, yeah, it is real.
It
might not be 100% accurate, but it is.
Yeah, but they give you...
This shit's
you know,
out
this
there.
Shit is real. Yeah.
This shit's out there, motherfucker. Shit.
Well, you gotta remember that half the shit taught in school is not even true. They're still teaching that Columbus was the first guy coming to America.
Man,
they found,
Columbus,
they found
man.
Art,
come on,
artifacts.
Man.
Artifacts in the USA pointing back to Western or European visitors in 1200-something.
Nah, you know who was the first settlers in America that found America? The Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. Wait, that's the Vikings. That's Europe.
The Vikings, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's exactly what they were talking about.
The football team's from Minnesota.